This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us on...
What the hell just happened?
Jesus.
His microphone fell out of the socket.
Visit us online. Where am I? And by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com. All right. Yesterday, terrible Super Bowl. I'm got to get into the halftime show, and I had to go over this because I didn't want to live in the moment. Mm. The five worst Super Bowl halftime shows I could remember. Mm. Okay?
All right.
Here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
Super Bowl 37, Bucks and Raiders, a blowout, the John Gruden game, the whole deal. Shania Twain.
What's wrong with Shania Twain?
I love Shania Twain. The halftime show stunk. She gave you nothing. It was terrible.
I don't even remember.
Yeah,
that.
I don't remember either.
Wait, I was there.
She started with Man, It Feels Like a Woman.
Your brother was in the Super Bowl.
I know, but yeah. I was there and I don't remember it.
Did Qualcomm you watch stadium. It? Like, is it possible?
I had to have been because I was in the stadium.
Go back and watch it. And I like Shania Twain. Was not a good one.
Really? Because I don't remember it at all, but when I hear, like, I think I'm going to judge it based on the name. Like, Shania Twain's awesome. You're telling me she just, like, stood there?
If you thought it was good, would you have remembered it?
Not really.
Mm. Okay. Here we
I
go.
I think you remember
Number
it.
Number four.
I do too.
Right.
Number four, this one I want to redo on, I want to be honest with you, was Super Bowl 55, and it was the weekend. I think he was hurt by COVID, barely any fans. Remember, half of it took place in the stands. That's he had that famous point. Mirror one. I remember being really excited for the weekend because I like a lot of his songs, and then I just thought, I was like, oh, that was it? They couldn't bring any other acts out with him because of COVID?
I remember it being weird because it felt like he was disconnected from performing.
Yes.
It was odd.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's almost like he wasn't there, but he obviously was.
And they didn't have a single, like, secondary act come out with him because of COVID.
Right.
Okay, here we go.
Number three.
But like his music.
Yes. Super Bowl 50 was the Panthers-Broncos Super Bowl out in San Francisco. Coldplay put us all to sleep at halftime. You remember Coldplay at all, Evan? See?
I remember the band. I don't remember.
But this is where
I don't remember the halftime show at all, no.
Okay,
I don't remember the meeting.
I remember the game. I remember where I was watching the game. I do not remember that halftime.
Well, this is a good exercise here because I'm thinking that the fact that they stunk is why you don't remember. Nothing stood out for you.
That's
all
fair.
Right, here we go.
Number two.
Another crappy Super Bowl was the Rams-Patriots, the Super Bowl 53, and we got Maroon 5.
Yeah, they stink. I
love Maroon 5, too.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I thought that show stunk.
Sunday morning is my song.
I thought that halftime show
I can't stunk. Stand Adam Levine. He's obnoxious.
And last but not least.
Number one.
It's last night. I really do think the Kendrick Lamar Super Bowl 59 halftime show, which was basically 11 minutes of leading up just to take a giant you know what, on Drake, and a beef most of America could not care less about.
Well, they don't, some of them don't know about.
Yeah, it fell flat. It just fell flat. It added to a crappy game and a crappy night.
The issue I have with Kendrick Lamar, and I wouldn't say it was bad, I'd say it was blah, is every halftime show you've mentioned, and really every halftime show over the last 20 years, and I'm not a music expert, I would know a song.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, oh, yeah, I like that song. Oh, I don't like that song. Like, whether it's Rihanna, whoever it is,
mm-hmm.
I know the music. I had no idea about anything Kendrick Lamar does. And I don't know if that's a commentary on me, that I'm just oblivious, well, but every other person who's ever performed, I know some of their music.
Well, he's been around for a while. I just think you just don't know his music. Like his catalog of popular music, we don't know.
He certainly decorated enough award-wise and lengthwise to be deserving of a halftime show.
I think he won. Look, he's a genius writer.
Right.
He won a Pulitzer Prize, I think, right, for writing. And so he's a great artist, but we just don't know his music mainstream enough. You know where you last saw him at the Super Bowl? He was in Dre's Super Bowl.
Yeah. And that was a great Super Bowl.
It was fantastic.
Yeah.
But it was also, I remember when he came out, I was like, what the hell is Kendrick Lamar doing?
I think when he came out
part of this.
I think
this is supposed to be old school. I'm talking Dre and Snoop and Eminem and 50 right. Cent hanging upside
Mary
down.
J. Blige.
Mary J. Blige coming like, what is Kendrick Lamar doing here?
When he was out there, I probably said, I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
And again, maybe that's me, but I seem to know everyone else. And I give him this. I will give him this. So after the fact, I had the beef explained.
Uh-huh.
Like all the things he did and how he was continuing to take shots at what's his name?
Drake.
Mm-hmm. Drake.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. Like the Serena Williams thing? Kind of cool. I got one issue with the Serena Williams thing, though.
What's his?
She's the ex-girlfriend of
Drake.
Drake.
Mm-hmm.
That's true?
I'm assuming.
And Serena Williams is married now to somebody else?
Yes. She's married to Alex O'Hanron.
Okay.
Founder of Reddit.
I don't.
UVA alum. Wahoo wah.
I don't.
Always comes back to Virginia.
I don't know if I'd be thrilled.
Why?
I'll tell you why. If my wife did something to take a shot at an ex-boyfriend, because my response would be, why do you care?
Well,
me now.
A lot of people think it wasn't a shot at Drake. It was a shot because she crip-walked at one of her tournaments.
No, I saw, and that makes right. sense. I'm talking about the shot at Drake. Like, I get
well, that's just what people
being
are
pissed
assuming.
Off about the criticism she faced for the walk that she did that's at Wimbledon, what, I think it was.
What, yeah, well, I don't think it was Wimbledon. She wasn't in all white, so it couldn't have been Wimbledon.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I don't remember which one it was, but she said...
Is that a Wimbledon rule?
Yeah.
Really?
I did not know that, Sean.
You didn't either. You waited for me to ask the question again.
I mean, it's like test cricket.
Wow.
You don't even know what I'm talking about.
No, not at all.
But,
no.
but the point is, a lot of people think it was because of, like, she couldn't do that if she was at Wimbledon.
No, I understand that
so
part.
She could do it at the Super Bowl.
So she wasn't taking a shot at...
I don't know.
Drake?
I don't know.
All right.
Why would she care?
Well, that's my point. That's where I would take
issue. Why would she insert herself into this beef with two artists who are, by the way, on the same label, fighting against one another? I think this is actually in court right now.
Do you think the beef's a work or no?
It's always a work. It always is.
That's right.
It sells records.
It's like professional wrestling, baby.
100%.
All right. Did you get to number one? What was number one?
Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, Kendrick Lamar. Yeah, I can't.
I just got done saying you don't listen to me.
No, I was. I can't say it's the worst. You really think it's the worst?
I didn't want to live in the moment. I went back and I rewatched and I went back through all of these. I spent way too much time watching music performances this weekend. Yeah, just didn't. Look, and here's what I would say about the Super Bowl halftime show. It is going to be impossible because the beauty of America is everybody loves different genres of music and everything. So it's going to be impossible to please the masses every single year. And
everyone's
understand
a baby. Everybody loves to complain.
Being said, I don't know. Like when you design your whole show to lead up to like your hit song right now, and the main part of the song is it's a beef with another rapper, and mostly the public is unaware of that beef unless you're really into it.
Yeah,
I just think that's a false flat. Like, we're there for entertainment for 14 minutes, not to lead off you to pay off on one final beef.
Yeah,
I don't know how to describe it. It just wasn't relatable.
I also think it hurts it. I know this shouldn't matter. I think it hurts it that the game sucked.
Mm. Yes,
that people are just down. Now, obviously, not Eagle fans. They should be thrilled. I mean, you win by a million. It's a stress free championship. But you watch that game and you're almost like,
and then you're looking for something. You're like, let me just be entertained for 15 minutes. The game stinks. And you got that.
There used to be a time when the halftime show was like marching bands.
Yeah.
There was also the 80s University of Florida marching band.
There was also a time, Tiki, where it wasn't called the Super Bowl. It was the NFL versus AFL championship game.
Does Tiki remember who performed at halftime of his Super Bowl?
I think it was Britney.
Britney Spears and Nelly. Was good job
it?
By you.
Was it?
Only because someone asked me about that the other day.
And you don't remember it, obviously.
Not me. No.
I barely.
You're just not aware of it.
Right. You're preparing for the second half.
Right.
I went to two Super Bowls, and obviously the two giant Super Bowls, 7 and 11. And I was racking my brain driving in today to remember who performed, and I think I got it right. Yep. I have not looked this up. So let me just see if I remember this. One of them was Madonna.
That was the second one.
Okay. I would have said the first one. I get them good. And no. I think the other one was some old fogey band, and I can't remember.
Come on, bro.
It was some old
blah,
guy.
Blah, blah, and the blah, blahs.
It is so synonymous with Giant fans at halftime show.
Hold on a second.
I gave you a hint.
You said blah, blah, and the blah,
and,
blahs?
Think Shawn Michaels.
Oh, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Okay.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say
Tom Petty. I'm just saying, like, he's old.
And by the way, we will always be biased towards that halftime show as Giant fans. Like, I'm sure Eagle fans probably will. You know, you always associate the stuff.
Yeah.
When Tom Petty, at halftime, as you're tight with a team that's undefeated, plays Running Down the Dream, there was not a dry eye in the Morash house. Okay? And many Giant fans can relate. Madonna, she's famous for falling on a fake bleacher stand in her halftime show.
Is that what happened?
Yes. Go back and watch it. She slips and falls and has to recover.
I will tell you something funny about Madonna. So Tom Petty, I remember exactly where I was, upper deck, the corner in Arizona, and I'm watching it. I didn't want to leave. I think I was sitting next to Al Dukes and Joe Benigno. What a trifecta we were.
Jeez, it sounds like the worst Super Bowl party ever.
For the Madonna Super Bowl, I had to go to the bathroom. And I never saw any of it. Like, I literally left, and I went to the bed. By the time I got back, I made it just in time for the second half. So I remember years later, my wife said, "Wow, you saw Madonna?" I was like, "Yeah, I mean,
that was a lot of special guests in that one.
The Madonna one?
Yeah.
Was Missy Elliott there?
Nicki Minaj.
Really?
CeeLo Green. There's a couple, like, multiple drum lines.
See, that's what the halftime show needs. The special guests are cool, like you said.
Yeah.
That matters.
Missy Elliott might have been Katy Perry. That was my favorite one of all time.
What year was that?
I think that's the Seahawks-Patriots Super Bowl.
2015.
Did Janet Jackson ever perform again after the whole Justin Timberlake thing?
No, she was banned.
Oh, but Justin Timberlake was allowed to perform again?
Of course.
Okay,
even though it was Justin Timberlake's fault.
Yeah, he ripped the thing off, and he got the... Okay, whatever. Yeah. That's a disgrace.
Do you guys care what the odds are for next year's halftime show, betting-wise?
They actually take odds on that?
Yeah, so it's Taylor Swift is the favorite. She's never doing it.
Stop.
Then the next two are Drake and Post Malone.
Yeah.
Drake would be good, though. It's almost a response to Kendrick Lamar, but by that point, we're not going to care.
I don't think enough people know or
Post
care.
Post Malone's great. The country stuff is awesome.
Yeah, it would be bad.
By the way, Evan, just a quick question here.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
You said you had a private Super Bowl party yesterday, yet someone at that Super Bowl party explained to you the Drake-Kendrick Lamar beef, Jet at 5 years old?
No one explained that. I didn't find out about it till after. After the game was over, I think either you, Teak, or you, Tommy, sent it in the text chat.
Oh,
and that's how I read it. I had no idea about it.
I thought maybe one of them explained it.
No.
That'd be great.
So at the halftime of the event,
Abuelo just drops the knowledge of the baby.
Well, you see what happened.
I wish.
Said there was three of this top, and Kendrick Lamar said, "Hey, maybe not, because you're not like us."
Oh, God.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.